True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
A lot of guys, they try to get out of doing the dishes after the big Thanksgiving meal.
I laugh at you when you say this.
Why?
You say try to get out of.
Uh-huh.
We get out of it. We're very successful at it.
And you got the people that try to get out of taking that picture. You know, everybody's trying to get in the family picture. Why do you got those people that was like stand off in the corner, like, I don't want you to take my picture.
Why don't want their picture taken?
They're wanted by the police.
Maybe that's why.
We don't have that. We'll like everybody get in and everybody get to the room. We take in pictures.
Well, a lot of people, they like spending Thanksgiving together. Or do you wish you could just stuff your face and then leave? 48% of people say they use some kind of excuse to leave the Thanksgiving dinner early because their family's driving them nuts.
That's horrible. I would never do that with my family. Now, my in-laws,
okay,
totally different.
That's your family, Tom.
Oh.
Yes. So, if you are trying to get out of the Thanksgiving dinner, these are these top excuses people use. I'm not feeling well. Like 24% of people, they actually use that one because, you know, you've just eaten 2 pounds of food there, maybe 3 pounds of food. So they're not going to call you out on that one. It's like, do you eat too much? I think so. I just got to go home.
Can I get a to-go plate?
Yeah, I'll need that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good one because you're not lying.
Mm-hmm. Another excuse they use, I have to get to bed early. 16% of the people use that one, which is not good if you're having like an early Thanksgiving. Like if it's a late one at 6 or 7 o'clock, you might can get, you know, away with that one. But if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're saying like, well, thanks for the pie. I'm tired of y'all. I'll see you Christmas. That's basically what you're communicating right there. Another excuse they have, I have to run an errand. 10% of the people say that one. Whoa. And back in the day, that would not have worked because everything was closed on Thanksgiving.
Right.
But now all these stores are having their sales that start super early, and that one actually might work.
I've got a good one that will work every time. Say you're going to get your phone upgraded. Then even if you don't do it, you can say, oh, my God, we spent hours there.
Oh,
and we still, they did not, it was a horrible nightmare.
And that could be that one line that keeps you out of heaven.
It might even be true.
But, you know, and also you could say, you know what, I have to go create a plan or strategy for my Black Friday shopping, and I want to make sure I get all the sales. And they create this huge strategy of, I'm going to go to this store first because those TVs won't be there if I get there too late.
We understand.
Okay.
Whiteboard.
You're going to do shopping.
They got a big old spreadsheet to plan their Black Friday shopping. And then the last one was, I have to catch up on some work. 10% of the people will use that excuse to leave Thanksgiving early.
Why do you need an excuse? It's your family. Be honest with them. Like, hey, I'm tired of y'all. I'm just ready to go home.
Yeah.
I mean, my family, we get there about 1 o'clock, eat by 2, and by 6, I'm meeting friends, which we do every year on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
I don't mean this negatively, but it's true. Your family is different than a lot of families.
It really is.
And that's not a bad thing.
But I mean,
but
I don't understand.
Not everyone can tell their family, I'm tired of y'all.
Well, no, that was really a joke. I don't tell them that.
See, I believe you could actually get away with it in your family, and they'd laugh, and you'd go on.
But the thing is, we don't get on each other's nerves that
well,
I know.
Why are you leaving so early then?
Because I'm meeting friends at the
That's why you don't get on each other's nerves, because you leave sooner than that.
Well, yeah, well, we all kind of leave. It gets dark.
I mean, honestly, you have to go meet with friends to drink alcohol because you spend time with your family.
But I mean, it's dark. I'm ready to go.
There's a type of people... Type of people who's most likely to make your Thanksgiving miserable. Top three answers were people who talk too much.
I don't really mind them because then I just eat while they're talking.
Picky eaters was number two on the list.
Never had that in our family.
And anyone who's too high maintenance at your Thanksgiving dinner, which I would think would be the picky eater.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat that. That cornbread's too dry. And who made that cornbread?
We don't have cornbread now. Think about it.
Well, you got dressing, though.
Yeah, cornbread dressing.
Dress.
We just do our own thing because we usually have it at my sister's house. And you got the kids out there maybe playing basketball. The little ones on the playground. Some of them riding around the golf carts through the neighborhood.
We always eat our Thanksgiving dinner and then we play Thanksgiving Twister, which is always a lot of fun. Put gravy on the Twister board and the family gets together and we play Twister with gravy.
Okay. Cato, I think the problem is your family is too normal.
I don't do that.
I've done stuff that was like one year I literally was invited to a Thanksgiving with an ex who wanted to pretend we were still together because her grandparents didn't know yet.
Oh my.
So I had to sit there and act like we were boyfriend and girlfriend, even though we weren't anymore.
See, and it's sad that she can't go to her grandparents and say, you know, we broke up. He was a jerk.
I know, but I got a great meal out of it.
That's all that matters.
It usually starts happening when you start doing the holidays at your house instead of your parents' house. My parents, they downsized into a two-bedroom townhome. They still want to do Thanksgiving at their house, but they don't have the room for us. There's 20 of us. It's like a college kid being like, you don't do Christmas in my dorm room? There's a table for four, and then they have to put a train of TV trays and nightstands that just weaves down this hallway. I mean, you're sitting on stairs. We made the kids go eat in the car. We just go back in the car. You can't even eat inside. My mom didn't have ketchup. I was like, everybody just has ketchup. It just comes in houses. If I went to some alcoholic's house, he would have ketchup. His whole family would be gone. But I would say, do you have ketchup? He'd be like, I'm not that gone, man.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we have a crank call Tuesday this week because Thanksgiving is Thursday, obviously, and we'll be eating turkey then.
Mm.
But be careful if you're eating turkey. You know, bird flu has been detected in six different states in turkeys. Nowhere in the South, so that's good for us, but Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Michigan, and Utah, they have found some bird flu in the turkeys. And there are other states that report cases of birds with bird flu, but just not turkeys.
Is that going to hurt us?
They said that there was an elderly Washington resident had been hospitalized with a strain of bird flu that has never been detected in humans before.
Oh,
so
wow.
It could. Might make you sick.
Mm. Of course.
Yeah.
There's always something.
So will all the food I eat on Thanksgiving.
Well, you might want to double down on the mashed potatoes this year is all I'm saying.
Or just cook it really well.
Yeah. And how can you tell if your Thanksgiving turkey has bird flu? Their nose is stuffed instead of their cavity.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, cavity.
Anyway, this reminded us of Thelma Hollister. You know, Herbert Petey one time, played by Tom, she thought got the bird flu. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, this is a fun crank call to share with you today here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
The Pet Sales Bell is speaking.
Hello there. My name's Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R.
Have you been here before?
Have I? No, I haven't. Is this the animal hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I am 83 years old, and I am the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren.
Very nice.
I'm calling because I'm concerned with my bird, Petey. He's been kind of sickly lately. He woke up, and can you hear him?
Mm-hmm.
He's so sick.
How long has he been sick?
But it's been about 2 days now. Petey, are you okay?
No, Tommy.
Did you hear that?
Idiot.
He's insulting me. Ever since he's been sick, he's been saying rude things to me. I think he's just grouchy.
Right.
Yeah, but I saw on the news about the bird flu. And here's what happened. He woke me up in the middle of the night. he was coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was coughing, and so I gave him 2 cough drops, and he's been coughing ever since.
Why would you give him 2 cough drops?
Because he was coughing, silly. See? Can I bring him in and you give him his flu shot?
What? No shots.
Yes, Petey, you need shots. He doesn't like shots.
No shots.
He doesn't?
He doesn't like shots. Can you just trick him and tell him it's maybe, you know, surprise him? Tell the doctor to put the shot behind his back and surprise him.
What's your last name, honey?
Hollister, Hollister. He hasn't been very talkative. He's been kind of angry and short with me. And also, he hadn't been wanting to eat anything. Watch this. Come here, Petey. Petey, want a cracker?
No cracker. Big dummy.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
He called me a dummy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can you come in today?
I could possibly come in today, yes.
12:30.
All right, 12:30.
Yes.
Oh, my. He's not made that sound before. I think he might have indigestion now. Are you okay, Petey?
No.
Petey, do you have to poopy?
No, dummy.
You seem to think it's funny when he is.
No, I'm not laughing at
me.
You. I was laughing at something else.
What are you laughing at?
Somebody else that was walking past.
Oh, all right. And do you give flu shots?
We'll give him something for his cough.
No shots.
See, he doesn't like shots.
Well, we won't tell him about it.
I'm not going to give him any more cough drops.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Do I need to give you any more information?
No, that's it.
That's it?
Once you come in here, I'll have you fill out some paperwork.
Oh, that'll be great. Should I bring the bird?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He doesn't like to travel in cars.
Well, he's going to have to come so he can get treated.
That's true. Will you tell him that?
Petey.
Hey, listen. Hold on. I got to put the phone up to the cage. Hold on just a minute, all right? Hold on.
Hello? Petey? You have to come see me.
No shots. No shots. Dummies.
Yeah, no shots. No shots.
Did you hear?
I heard that.
What did he called you a dummy?
Yeah, I know.
All right, no shots. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I think it's a good thing that you guys are getting the information about the bird flu out for people. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right. You need an award for that, Tom, playing Petey the bird.
Thank you.
Thelma Hollister's bird flu crank call. Like we said, some turkeys, we're safe here in the South, I think, have been found with bird flu.
We did get a text that said the symptoms of bird flu, but that it is contagious, but the symptoms is a sudden urge to poop on someone's car.
I've had it for a while then.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We've got a problem coming up on our Thanksgiving meal.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, my sister-in-law has announced that she is going to be making green bean casserole this year.
Now, is that your brother's wife or your wife's
sister?
So they are going to prepare green bean casserole, and we ran a poll, and there's not very many people who actually have any desire to eat green bean casserole.
Am I crazy? I like it. I think it's good.
I like if it has those little crunchy things on top.
I think that's what I don't like about it.
Hmm.
I went to a friend's Thanksgiving this past week, and I was actually asked, you like green bean casserole? I'm like, well, if that's what you're serving, I'll eat it. She goes, I don't like it. I said, I don't prefer it either. So regular green beans.
Well, they asked people what items they would ban from Thanksgiving if they could. And 40% said green bean casserole. That was the most popular answer.
Oh, wow.
So, Tori, we are out of luck if we like the green bean casserole. My wife was like, do you like it? Who likes it? I'm like, well, I'll eat it. I mean, I'll like it. Makes the green beans better because they got some kind of flavor now. And then you get the crunchy stuff.
Do you know when it was created?
Let me check. I think I have it stored in my phone.
10 years ago.
No, green bean casserole didn't exist until 1955. It was created by the people at Campbell's Soup to try to figure out a way to sell more cream of mushroom soup. Now it sells at least $20 million worth every Thanksgiving because of the green bean casserole.
That's crazy. So you're telling me the Pilgrims didn't bake that?
They did not.
Wow.
Yeah, and my history book was wrong.
Mine too.
I would prefer it was cream of chicken instead of cream of mushroom soup. I think that would be better. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever just eat a Campbell's soup, like cream of mushroom by itself and crackers?
No.
Yeah. Hey, don't make fun of me. I eat Viner sausages, too.
I do every once in a while. And then I realize why I don't eat them.
Quite frankly, if you want to bring the Viner sausage over instead of the green bean casserole for Thanksgiving, I'll eat that.
Well, next on the list was cranberry sauce. 35% said no more cranberry sauce.
It goes with dressing.
I like some cranberry sauce. Some of it's not as good as others.
My sister loves to make the homemade, and I prefer the can with the ridges.
Yes. It just pops out of the can, just jiggles right there like some Jello, and you want to spank that cranberry.
You should see a psychiatrist.
I know, yeah.
16% said sweet potatoes or yams. I'm surprised that didn't rank higher on the banning list. Good.
Now, they have that sweet potato casserole with the crunchies on top.
It's got, like, brown sugar just poured on top.
Well, there's three ways to do that. You got that, like you guys mentioned. Also, people crumble cookies.
Never seen that.
Absolutely. That's what
they do. But I've seen the marshmallows on top.
Yeah, and marshmallows the other way. Yeah, I got to have marshmallows on mine.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're wrong. Lightly browned marshmallows on top of that. And then that's all you eat, and you just leave the sweet potatoes behind.
Don't you hate when you're like one of the last ones to get your plate and most of the toppings gone?
Yeah.
You got to mush.
They say, and this is something I mentioned earlier, it's best not to mess with expectations by wildly changing the lineup from previous gatherings. So if you're going to change it up, at least run it by some people. Say, hey, we're not going to do green bean casserole, and get a feel for whether people are like, well, I like the green bean casserole. You may find there's more people that liked it than you realize.
And with the internet, you can just take a poll now. You know,
well, it's best to take a poll with a family that's actually coming.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true, yeah.
This would probably be more accurate.
Well, I was thinking that.
That's funny.
But I feel like there's some things that definitely get made that weren't mentioned. For example, my father-in-law makes stuffing with oysters in it every year.
Pass.
And he makes it, I think, for himself at this point, because no one except my dad likes this. So it's my father-in-law and my dad sitting there eating this nasty oyster stuff.
You know those yeast roll things? Sarah something yeast rolls?
Okay.
Anyway, it comes in like a little tin. I'm telling you.
Sister Sherbert.
Whoa, yeah. Watch yourself. Yeah. I can eat a whole tray of those by myself. That is my favorite thing for Thanksgiving.
I need to try that.
Oh my gosh.
That's
so
your
good.
Favorite Thanksgiving meal.
Are you judging me?
Bread?
I mean, Jesus ate bread.
Yeah, bread's good stuff.
I know, but you can do that all year round. Just go to the frozen food section, pop it in the oven.
You didn't even know hardly what it was.
I don't even put a roll on my plate.
What?
I'm not wasting my stomach with bread.
That's how you sop up gravy and stuff.
No, it's called dressing.
How in
the world can you take a holiday like Thanksgiving to be thankful and argue about it?
And not have bread on your plate.
I'd rather have brown and syrup rolls, but it's hard to find those these days.
I'm giving thanks. I don't have to spend Thanksgiving with y'all.
I don't even know.
Can you imagine what the actual dinner's going to be like?
I'm just going to be eating my rolls. Y'all do whatever you want.
And people would be mumbling and muttering over there, looking at her eating those rolls. Can't wait to eat rolls. All right. We've got phone calls coming in right now. People talking about their Thanksgiving dinners. B93.7, hello.
Hey, you forgot to mention the best food for Thanksgiving.
What's that?
The deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs.
Yeah, buddy.
Right. Everyone's here is a big fan.
Yeah.
It's the best part. I mean, that's the only thing you try and sneak before it's time to eat.
Oh, my mom gets so mad because she'll come over from cooking and there's like 10 of them gone.
But those eggs keep burping up all day long.
Well, you get to enjoy them again later on in the day.
Yeah, why not? It's like the corn. It's not ever goodbye. It's just see you later.
Oh, wow. Please.
All right. I don't even know why I chew corn.
Let's just hang up. This has gone too far. We love you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the day after Thanksgiving is Dental Floss Day.
Really?
Kind of makes sense, because you got that stuck piece of turkey between your teeth. And like, oh, that reminds me, I'm going to floss and celebrate Dental Floss Day.
I just consider that leftovers.
You know, some people hate flossing. And if flossing's a pain in the butt for you, then you're doing it wrong, first of all. But
when you get out of the shower.
Yeah. apparently some of you lunatics out there, you're so desperate to do your flossing that you use all kinds of stuff to make sure you get your teeth flossed. Like you're using stuff other than dental floss to floss your teeth. What are you using?
Gum wrappers.
61% say they've used their fingernails.
Try.
Yeah, it's hard to get that between. But I've done that before. 40% have used as a folded piece of paper, Cato, or even like a card. If they have some kind of card or business card, they'll use that to get something stuck, unstuck.
Sometimes those cards are a little thicker.
Yeah, they're too thick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you think that's thick, 21% have used a fork, knife, or spoon. I'm like, how big is the gap between your teeth if you're using something like that for floss?
At that point, just go...
Yeah.
Sling it out of there.
A lot of times you'll be drinking coffee or something, and you'll just get a drink, you know, like you're gargling.
Oh, yeah.
Or you'll to try to get that, loosen that piece of food out.
Not with coffee, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever beverage I've got. I'll do it with water, too. I mean, what other beverage would you use?
Soda.
Water.
Soda makes it, foams it up in there.
Which is exactly what you want. That's what all soaps do, too. The bubbles help move it out of the way.
All right, 14% have used a safety pin for flossing.
Oh. I've done that.
Oh, wow. That sounds painful.
It's not unless you poke yourself on purpose.
Well, and then people say that they have actually felt pain. Where is that? They have felt pain. 42% have felt pain as a result of removing something stuck in their teeth with an unusual item. And that's, you're poking yourself. You hit your gum with that safety pin.
Don't do that. Do you ever use a toothpick?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because you can take a toothpick, especially if you really need to get between them. You'll break the toothpick so it gives that long sliver.
Oh, no, because my luck, the little slither would get broke off in there.
Then you just get a safety pin.
I've never stuck any utensils or pool or things like that in
the
my mouth.
The dentist does when they clean your
teeth.
That's
true. That hooky thing. It's like they're like pirates is what they are in there. You're going, arr.
I love when they're stabbing you and then they're like, have you flossed? You're bleeding. I'm like, you're shanking my gums right now.
Exactly. And then 7% say they have used a strand of hair to floss. in certain situations.
Well, mine's not long enough.
And I don't think mine's strong enough. That's pretty major.
Well, and 63% admit that they know better than to use any of these objects in comparison to dental picks and floss. So they know better than to do it, but that's the only thing they have at the time to do so. And I love my water pick, but sometimes you forget and you accidentally, your finger pushes it and the water hits the ceiling.
Yes.
Those have a lot of pressure behind them. Then 20% say they only floss when they need to, when something's stuck in their teeth. 8% of people say they never floss.
You know what my dentist just taught me?
What?
If you wet your floss and then dip it in baking soda and you can floss like that and it gets everything out. And I've tried it. She was right.
How do you dip it in baking soda?
You twist it around your fingers like you're going to use
it. Oh, okay.
And then you just dip it in baking soda.
Why? What's the difference?
It's like a little grittier. So it really gets in there.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently it would make you like not have as much bad breath because it would absorb the odor.
That's true.
You know, you can do like you do your garbage disposal or your sink and you can throw the baking soda in your mouth and then drink some of that white vinegar.
Whoa.
You ever do that?
That's how I clean.
Yeah, you clean your sink out like that. Like you put the baking soda down there, you pour the white vinegar in there, and it bubbles all up.
I believe plumbers have said not to do that.
I don't do it for that, but I clean my shower that way, and it makes me feel like a chemist.
We are rebels.
Woohoo!
Plumbers can't tell us what to do.
Oh, no, they also say don't use those flushable wipes either, but we do.
Okay.
Mine clog up the shower drain.
And do you know that 14% of us...
What?
You know, 14% of us have used a tongue scraper. 86% have never used a tongue scraper. Have you seen those things?
Yeah, but I just use my toothbrush.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I asked my dentist about it, and he said that's a good way to do it. It's just to brush your tongue.
Yeah. So you don't have to go all out and get a tongue scraper. It's kind of like one of those scrapers for your car window when the snow is out.
And my neighbors know when I use it, because I'm like, the whole time I'm doing it.
Yeah. If you're scraping your tongue and you're getting like enough, like a snow off your windshield, enough junk off your tongue, that's gross.
I was just thinking, Cato, probably it takes you forever because every time you get done, you start gagging and then you're like, ugh, got to get that out of my mouth now.
Yeah, I have to stop and take a break and then continue brushing my teeth. That's why I'm late to work some mornings.
Yeah.
It takes me forever.
I'm late to work because I was cleaning my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 51% of people brush their teeth before breakfast in the morning. So they do it before breakfast instead of after breakfast.
I do it after coffee. But see, now you're talking about this, and I'm eating my piece of turkey, and it's stuck in my tooth right now.
And you literally brushed before you ate that turkey.
Huh?
You brushed when you got up this morning, right?
Yes, I'm eating it now.
Well, so you brushed before you ate breakfast.
Yeah, you didn't hear him all down the...
What does that mean?
Well, you said that you didn't, but we all of us, I think, brush before we eat breakfast.
Well, of course, before work, if I'm on the weekends, I won't brush till after I have breakfast and coffee.
I agree. Yeah, because
I've got to brush my teeth before I'll brush my teeth before I leave the house.
Exactly.
If you brush before drinking orange juice, it just changes the taste of orange juice or coffee.
Yeah.
So you want to wait till after.
And beer too.
Really?
Beer don't taste the same once you brush.
Wow. Are you drinking that in the morning?
How do you think I get to work?
Yeah. Morning breakfast.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.